Askenonia Scissorhands volunteers were engrossed in wrapping sacks full of presents for lonely seniors across the Midland region. "We are Santa's helpers. We like to be elves," says Katrin Gorison, who was dressed in a Christmas sweater while chatting with other volunteers around the wrapping tables. Anne Dean has been participating in the Santa for a Senior program since it started in 2022. "It's a fun afternoon. This time I brought my own scissors and tape," Dean says, also wearing her Christmas sweater. This year's Santa for a Senior, organized through Askenonia Senior Center in Midland, is serving almost 200 seniors, predominantly low-income people, who wouldn't otherwise receive any gifts. "It's doubled since last year," says Blair Randolph Flood, executive director of Askenonia. "The first year they had 50 names. The second year they had about 100. This year it's almost 200," says Randolph Flood. Prior to the COVID pandemic, a senior home service business organized the project, but didn't restart it after COVID. Askenonia members kept asking for the program to return, so Randolph Flood restarted it. She reached out to local nursing homes including King Place, The Villa and Georgian Village. She also reached out to Community Reach Transportation Service and Chigamick Community Health Center to get names of people in need living in their own homes. "We reached out to seniors who wouldn't see someone or visit with anyone over the holidays," Randolph Flood says. "It's just to bring a little bit of cheer to them on Christmas morning." Last year, Community Reach delivered a sack of gifts to a single man. "He started crying because he hadn't had a gift in over 20 years," Randolph Flood says. Askenonia started collecting names in October. Each person is given a number and an alternate name to keep it confidential. After they have filled out a form asking them for what they need and want, a tag is made up and put on the Christmas tree at Askenonia. "People are asking for tags before we get going. The tags are gone within a week." Askenonia members are generous, with many buying everything on the list and bringing unwrapped new items back to the center, says Randolph Flood. Most of the volunteers wrapping at Askenonia also purchased gifts for a senior. "Everybody thinks of the kids at Christmas, but not so much the adults," says Judy Dubin, who bought for a senior and wrapped up gifts on December 16. Jean Smith teaches line dancing at Askenonia and wanted to volunteer for something else. "I'm very impressed with the gifts," she says while cutting a large piece of wrapping paper. "When you see the tree, you see people who need something. I picked one name and went shopping," Smith says. No more names are being accepted for this year's project. For more information about the Askenonia Senior Center in Midland, visit its website, askenonia.com, call 705-526-7609, or visit in person at 527 Len Self Boulevard, the North Simcoe Sports and Recreation Center.